This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us coming up here shortly, I believe, is going to be Jason Hirshhorn, co-founder of The Leap. There he is, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by the Gruber Law. He is the one and only Jason Hirshhorn. Follow him on Twitter as well, and follow The Leap newsletter on Twitter at The Leap GB, and you can follow him at @by_JBH, @by_JBH. Jason, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm impressed by all of the various, you know, social media handles you're able just to rattle off that way.
We just keep rolling, Jason. We just keep rolling. When I go to sleep at night, I think of all the social media handles that I set earlier that day. And yeah, at some point you get to memorizing them, which is good, especially the people that I like you. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about the defense, because this was a topic talked about yesterday. And the idea of this thing bleeding out here for Packers defenses in second half of games, and specifically fourth quarter of games at this point. What do you see as the biggest issue with this Jeff Hafley defense as far as what's happening at the end of games? I was at that Packer-Bengals game this weekend. That first half, they were great. And then in the second half, you know, the talented wide receivers with Joe Flacco kind of started eating them alive a little bit with a quick passing game.
So it's a multifaceted answer here. And I think it's important to say here, it's not that the defense is a problem. Like, relative to the rest of the league,
right,
this is a good unit. It enters week seven, not just top five in DVOA and a lot of the other advanced metrics, but like top one or top two, depending on where you look. And some of that is involving, you know, the first few weeks when they were especially dominant, but they were still very good this past week. Now, you mentioned in the second half, things got a little dicier for them, but this is where the context comes in. They are trying to avoid, especially in that fourth quarter, the explosive play that puts the Bengals on the scoreboard fast, because, you know, the Bengals were in a position where if they scored but they took a lot of time to do it, it's not the end of the world, because you're playing really the clock at that point, not the opponent. And that's part of the reason why the Packers were able to approach that way. And you also look at how they scored. You know, that Jamar Chase touchdown was truly impressive. Like, that was a well-covered play, and one of the best, not just receivers in the league, one of the best players period in the league, makes a tremendous play. You know, that's something that almost any defense is going to have happen to them when they're playing a player like Jamar Chase. So I think all that context is important. There are some areas of concern, though. Now, some of these I don't think are going to be concerns for, you know, the duration of the season, depending on what happens on the injury report. But you can tell that they are missing not just Devontae Wyatt, but they're missing the amount of, like, quality bodies along that interior. You know, with Wyatt out, they really ramped up the snap total for Carl Brooks. He played more, like, as a percentage of defensive snaps, he played more in this past week than Wyatt played in any single game this season. Now that's in part because he had to, right? Like, Wyatt's out, you lose Lucas Van Ness during the game, and he, you know, he's primarily playing on the edge, but he is moving around. He does play along the interior as well. And suddenly it's like, okay, well, you only have so many healthy bodies. Someone has to pick up the slack, and that ended up being Carl Brooks. And as you get later in the game, those 300-plus pound players wear down. Yeah. That, I think, is a big part of this, too.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. But the other part of this, too, is when you have to play Carl Brooks that much, he's undersized. to begin with, right? And nobody ever is going to bring up Slayton being gone, but that was a big deal in the offseason as far as how do you replace that big body on the off the defensive line. Before, you had Slayton and Devontae Wyatt that you can rotate in. Now you have literally one big body. Is this going to be a possible talking point about roster construction and what Brian Gutekunst did in the offseason for the remainder of the season, Jason Hirschhorn?
It's going to depend really on what they get out of those rookie defensive tackles. So TJ Slayton did not get a huge contract, but you can understand why the Packers, knowing what they were eventually going to have to pay, not just in terms of their own players this year, but in the upcoming season, just in terms of like those rookie contracts that are expiring, you can understand why they didn't want to spend on a guy who's primarily a run-stopping tackle. Those players have value. Right. But you still have to make decisions and compromises somewhere, and that's the kind of player you can usually find later in the draft and in a draft of free agency, and the Packers did both of those this year. Now, to date, those contributions have not been major. You know, Nazir Stackhouse, kind of the one-for-one body type that they were expecting to come in and replace at least some of what T.J. Slayton gave them, has not played well, just flat out has not played well. And the more he's had to play in any particular game, his performance has dipped. Now, he's a rookie. That can change. And, you know, rookie defensive linemen in particular are on, like, a steep learning curve. But that matters. When you're expecting him to play some snaps and more snaps now with Wyatt being out, that's going to matter. Now, there is a little bit of positive here because Warren Brinson, who was literally inactive for every single game the Packers played prior to the bye, finally suited up this past weekend, played pretty well. Now, limited snaps. You don't want to make too much out of one performance against what is, you know, pretty objectively one of the worst offensive lines in football, but that's still a positive for a rookie, right? Like, if Warren Brinson can be a contributor, even if it's only a rotational piece kind of contribution, that can help them this season. But if that ends up being a blip on the radar, if Warren Brinson ends up being like a lot of late-round defensive linemen, and Azir Stackhouse doesn't improve his play, you know, that decision to let T.J. Slayton go in what is a Super Bowl contention window is going to be questioned.
And, of course, Georgia, right? That's where we like drafting our defenders from, Georgia. Both of those guys from that lovely university. John with Jason B. Hirschhorn here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Jason, let's talk a little bit about the offensive line play, specifically Jordan Love. Matt LaFleur must have fell and hit his head and woke up and realized what he'd been doing with Jordan Morgan was wrong. Could have told him that last year, as far as trying to play him at five different positions all at once and completely getting everything all muddled up. So last week, apparently, Matt LaFleur decided, you know what, we're just going to practice him at guard, and if we need a tackle, so be it. It's not going to be him. He's just going to stay here at guard, which is exactly what they should have done to begin with. And I'm not saying guard is his position or tackle is his position, but just figure out one and let the guy work there all week in practice and then see what happens. They did that. He ends up playing over 80% of the snaps against over Sean Ryan in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Game, and it looks like he's the new starting guard. Now, there has been debate since this man was drafted as far as whether or not he really is a left tackle in this league or what he is. Everybody that I have talked to over the last year, nobody thinks he's a guard in this league. Everybody thinks he his only shot is playing tackle. You saw him against the Bengals. How'd he look?
Well, first, I want to co-sign everything you said in the windup there. And I think Matt LaFleur has kind of hinted that this was coming. Like, before they went to the bye, he said in one of his press conferences that they had been unfair to Jordan Morgan, asking him to cover so many different spots. And, you know, he's not a rookie, but he's still a very young player. He didn't get to play most of his rookie year due to that shoulder injury. And they clearly determined that whether it was a tackle or a guard, whatever, that they need to really concentrate him in one spot so he can finally find his footing. And then if he moves around after that, so be it. But at least get him to that point first. I thought he played very well at right guard. Was not perfect, but in the run game in particular, you saw the holes he was able to open up, especially when they're running those duo concepts where they double up the offensive lineman on some of the defenders there. Yeah, that big Josh Jacobs run where he goes essentially untouched for whatever it was, like 12 yards, that was in large part because of the giant hole that Jordan Morgan was able to open there. So I think there's a lot there to like. The pass protection for all of those guys, not just Jordan Morgan, does still need to improve, but it was a step, the Bengals game, in the right direction. And if Morgan gets not just more time to play at right guard, more time just to focus on one position, I think you're going to see that he's a quality starter. You know, what he is beyond that, we'll have to see. But that's a significant improvement over what they were getting out of Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan was, you know, kind of quietly one of the worst offensive line stars in the league. Just the Packers were so injured along the line, they couldn't do anything about it. Now that Tom is back, now that Aaron Banks is back, and pretty soon they think they're going to get Anthony Belton back, they can start making some of these judgments. And right now it looks like Sean Ryan is going to go to swing guard duty.
I will say this. I am so confused on what they're doing on the offensive line. I'm just going to be straight up here. I'm beyond confused. So I don't think Rashid Walker stinks. I didn't think he stunk last year. But they clearly decided they're done with Rashid Walker after this year by not giving him an extension, and he's going to have to play it out this year and then go find free agency. Okay, fine. We have not seen Jordan Morgan really at left tackle at all at any point. But again, it feels like they're convinced that that's going to be their left tackle going forward. Okay, fine. I guess we'll see what happens. You paid a ton of money to a guard that can't stay on the football field to this point. Now, when I read up on Banks after they signed Banks from the Niners, it was, well, he really doesn't fit the Niners scheme, but he could fit more of a scheme like Green Bay has. Sounds good. But when you were putting this offensive line together and you draft Belton, what was everybody thinking, including me? They're going to try and be Philly. They're just going to try and get a bunch of beefy dudes up front and try and push people out of the way and run this football with Josh Jacobs and do that. Now I'm sitting here trying to convince myself of, okay, so what does it really look like next year? Is it Morgan at left tackle, Banks at left guard, Elgton Jenkins at center, providing he's not, you know, not happy and holds out or something. Then right guard, do they move Tom inside a guard and let Belton play right tackle? Does Belton go to right guard? Like, what does this eventually end up looking like? Because we had all that Zach Tom talk a couple years ago about he's going to be a Hall of Fame center, according to somebody in that front office, and so forth. I am so confused on what the future of this line looks like.
Well, part of this is the way they tend to construct these things. Like, if they feel like they have 4 to 5 guys who can play at least 2 different spots, then they don't worry too much about the construction in the offseason. They let those things play out. And there's merit to that, right? Like the past however many games that they played, when multiple starters were down, they were still able to cover themselves reasonably well. So you can understand why they do it. But there's a downside to it too, and you were hinting at it. It's what does this look like long term? Now, the one possibility you did not mention, which I think is on the table if we assume that Rashid Walker is not back in Green Bay in 2026, and kind of independent of whether Elgton Jenkins is back or not, I think Zach Tom might end up being the starting left tackle week one of the 2026 season.
No, come on. You really think so?
Look at the body types that they have and where they position these guys. If Morgan ends up holding onto that right guard job for the rest of this year, it doesn't mean they couldn't move him again, obviously, but they might decide, we kind of got a good thing going here with Morgan at guard, and he has the flexibility to kick out a tackle if there's an injury. Maybe we just leave him there. That leaves you with Tom, who can play a variety of positions, but has most of his experience at tackle. You have Belton, who will be going to year 2, and like can probably play guard, but basically all of his reps have been at left and mostly right tackle. Well, Belton could be your right tackle in that scenario. Tom moves over to the blind side, and you kind of just set and forget it from there. You still have to figure out what you're going to do with Jenkins in that scenario, but that might be the way it plays out. But to your point, I don't think that they know right now what that offensive line is going to look like in 2026, and that's just part of their process. They go into almost every year with at least one of those spots kind of open, and every year there's a possibility of some guy shifting around to cover whatever the deficiencies are. Just kind of the way it goes in Green Bay.
He is Jason Hirschhorn joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here out here at Rally House, Brookfield Square in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Come on out, your chance to win a $250 Rally House gift card. Get yourself some Packers stuff out here, all kinds of Brewers playoff stuff, including the new LCS shirts and LCS hats that are amazing that you're going to check out too. So make sure to stop out here and do that. Jason, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on. And make sure to follow him on Twitter at @by_JBH. What's the latest on the newsletter?
Well, we have a new story out today talking about how even though the Bengals game was not, or was an imperfect performance by the Packers, there were positive developments for that offense in terms of them reclaiming their deep shot identity. There's one particular concept, I won't spoil the whole piece here, that the Packers used to call over three times a game on average in 2024, and it only called three times in total by the time they reached the bye. That concept showed up four plus times against the Bengals, and it's part of like a wider change that we're seeing related to the health of that offensive line, Matt LaFleur's trust in that offense as a whole, and maybe how he feels about Jordan Love moving forward.
That's awesome. Jason, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, Sparky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.